no audio here. Maybe I don't think the network is sending the audio. There it is! All right. At least it wasn't me. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. That is the number that allows you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
All right, so you can, of course, bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You can visit us on the website where you get to control the content of the site. You find something online that you think's interesting, and then you can post it over at freetalklive.com. It will appear in our upcoming stories queue, as it is called, and at that point, you will be able to vote. And other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike the different stories in the upcoming stories queue. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website, and so therefore there's always something fresh there, at least as long as people are participating. So feel free to go ahead and participate. I think you'll enjoy it over at freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com. Of course, lots to discuss on the table tonight, including a woman who attempted to live on pure sunlight. It sounds funny, but actually she died, so it's actually pretty sad that she did that. We can talk more about that. Plus, on the way here tonight, we can talk about college degrees. Some folks have been arrested protesting drones. How many of these things we'll actually get to all depends on you, because you can, as we mentioned, take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. Tell me, JJ, I don't know if you have the story at hand, but this drone story. Apparently, there's some field that the government wants to turn into like a drone training center.
That's right. There's a place in Wisconsin called Volk Field. It's spelled with a V. It's also Douglas Air Base. It's basically for the Air National Guard contingent to practice various maneuvers, landing, taking off, planes, and all that sort of stuff. It's also a training grounds for drones. So basically, people who protest the drones are protesting at this location. It's a military base, so that's not private property or anything. It's owned by the government and the state. And basically, the idea is in Wisconsin that they're trying to build a bigger base, you know, a bigger drone training grounds, to train more pilots, to use more drones. As we know, the airspace over the United States has been opened up for drones.
That's right.
And
this is next. This is the next step in the police state in which you live. And I know that there are some people out there that maybe they're hearing this for the first time, or they're going to balk and say, what are you talking about, police state? This is not a police state. I haven't been asked to show my papers. Oh, really? Well, maybe you just don't live within 100 miles of the northern or southern border in this country, because there they have random checkpoints that float about where you absolutely are asked to identify yourself as a so-called U.S. citizen.
Every time you buy a pack of cigarettes or alcohol, you have to show your papers.
Yeah, every time you're pulled over by the cops, you have to show your papers. In fact, now they even have cops that are on the street demanding that people show their papers. We had a couple of people that are associated listeners of the show been sentenced to some, I guess it wasn't jail time, but they were sentenced, found guilty in Yuba, California, for standing alongside of the road holding a sign that said taxes equals theft. And then when they refused to show identification to the police officers, which, by the way, they didn't have on them, to show to the police officers, but when they didn't reveal their identities to the police officers, they were convicted of essentially of obstructing so-called justice. So the idea that you're not living in a police state, hello, you've got cities like Chicago, New York, D.C. with closed-circuit television cameras all over the place,
right,
and more being planned to be added. So you've got that going on in New York and Philly. They're stop and frisks, and other cities as well, I believe, but we hear about them in New York and Philly more often than anywhere else, where the cops will just stop you on the street and go ahead and frisk you. That's not a police state.
They can search your vehicle anytime they want. All they have to do is pull out a canine unit. They've, we were just read on the air last week about the fact that canine units, up to 80% of the time, they're wrong.
Right. Not only are canine units, if you read some of what Never Get Busted guy, Barry Cooper says, you know, he trained canines, and he had this write up that I read during that same broadcast about training canines, and he says that a lot of the canine operators, the man behind the canine unit, not the dog, are very poor at operating with that dog. You know, they're not trained very well, And so instead of relying on the dog to actually do its job, they just assert false positives. They do that, get it, you know, and then the dog just goes into bark mode, and they call it an alert, and then they get to search the vehicle.
So they may have different commands. It may not be get
right,
it necessarily,
right. but they
could have. If you can train dogs to respond to nonverbal commands as well, so you can train a dog to respond to a hand command.
They found that in these tests where you would think the officer would want to be right, that the dog would twice as often false alert if it had its handler and its handler believed that there were drugs in that area. So.
Oh, but you guys, it's not a police state. You still have the freedom of speech.
That's right. You have the freedom
the
to
right
complain.
To bear arms. But it's not true.
As long as you complain in the right place.
Right, well, exactly. Neither of those statements are true. You don't have the right to bear arms pretty much anywhere. There are a couple of places where you don't need a permit to carry firearms, but in most places you have to beg permission, which means you don't have a right if you have to ask for permission, because rights are just things you can exercise by virtue of being a human being.
Right.
Is there any place that you can carry a firearm concealed without a begging their permission? Yeah, I guess you
Vermont.
Yeah, Vermont, okay. Yeah.
So there's no right to bear arms. There's no right to free speech. As I've discovered throughout my activist career, having been engaging in what I expected would be free speech in places where it, in theory, should be respected, like public property, like at the local college
right.
or outside of a courthouse, for instance. Or outside of the state-run liquor stores. I've been banned from all of these places. Banned. So your speech is only free if you're doing it in a place where no one can hear you, or if you're in a place where people can hear you and it's pro-state. If your speech is pro-state, yep. you probably be all right.
Right. If you're out there holding a sign that said, "Yay, liquor store workers of New Hampshire,
right.
we love you.
Raise the prices."
They probably would not have been kicking you off.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. So it's nonsense. And in fact, you can go down the Bill of Rights, so-called Bill of Rights, and you can kind of take it apart one by one and see, oh, wait, right to privacy? No, that's a joke. Because then there's...
They are not housing soldiers in your house.
Well, that's only because they don't need to, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I remember back during Hurricane Katrina, they did go in at that point, and they took National Guard members, and they did house them in, like, that church. Remember seeing that video where they found a church that was empty because it had been abandoned due to everyone being forced to evacuate from this particular area, and they just decided, well, we're just going to use this church as a base camp, and broke right in.
Yep.
So it's all been violated.
Well,
I mean, everything.
Yeah, once you're working for the state, you're pretty much, you're not untouchable, because the state will use the footmen and the lowest level people to be the fall guys for whatever repercussions happen. But pretty much the state can do whatever it wants. As long as you're wearing a badge or a fancy hat, you can get away with murder.
Pretty
and
much.
When it does catch itself with its own judicial system for doing, when it does wrong, it catches itself, it will then fine who? Not themselves, because they don't pay it. You.
Well, right.
The taxpayer
pays it. I think it's important
to
talk about the state as what it is, which is an idea that individuals believe in. So the
sure.
state does not do anything. Only individuals calling themselves the state do.
Absolutely.
It's
but
shorter to say
those
the state,
individuals
but...
aren't responsible for their own actions.
No,
the
not.
Highest level of responsibility they have is the loss of their job and having to go work out in the free marketplace. They don't actually have to pay their fines, whereas if you or I do something, you know, where we cause damage, we have to pay for it, and we may lose our jobs.
And as you said, the idea, yes, we were in Concord at the 420 rally last week, and it sort of, I looked just, it was sort of a mental game within myself to think that the state is so large it needs its own house. And the state is just an idea. So it's sort of like there are certain focal points of this power, the bureaucracy, and the people that have this idea that hold it up to such a high level, high regard. And they meet at these cloistered places of just gilded, luxury.
Now, we haven't gotten to the story yet. We've kind of gone off on this side tangent of discussing why it is a police state. But the next step in the police statiness is bringing drones to your local city
right.
skies. And some activists were there at this drone training field, or what could be a drone training field soon, to protest this idea. Apparently, some arrests were made. JJ, you're going to tell us about that.
That's right.
It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Available now, four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
Call it democracy. I had enough of green lines from fascistic, psychopathic, genocidal corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And there are a lot of features that await you there. You can go and get interactive in various different ways. One of them is our bulletin board system. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it's completely free. That's free, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Imagine it's the future, and you're an astronaut returning from a mission out in the far reaches of space. You enter Earth's orbit and notice something is terribly wrong. There are no signs of violence, the animals are fine, and yet not a single human can be found anywhere on the planet. Find out what happens next at Portal1986.com. It's Portal1986.com.
All right, so we continue here. Of course, we'll take your calls about what you want. We've been discussing drones and how it is that they are the next step in this terrible, tyrannical progression towards becoming more and more of a total police state. I don't know at what point you cross the line from police state into total police state, but this country is well on the way.
Yeah, I don't know what... I remember being listening to the radio back in 2002 or something like that, 2000, and hearing some guy call this a police state. And it's just like, you know, my mind completely rejected it.
Well,
so at what point does that happen? What makes a police state for you?
Well, what was...
I think just to juxtapose history with today, I watched this Storm Clouds Gathering video yesterday. He did some good stuff. And basically he said he went back to World War II and talked about the Nazis. And at what point did the Nazis, you know, have the Jews in such a situation that it meant that it would equal the death camps. You know, the death camps hadn't actually started. What it was is when they passed certain laws which made certain things illegal, which made the Jews have to wear their Star mm-hmm. of David, which segregated them. So if you look at how...
It was a progression.
Yes, the laws were passed first, and then the laws were taken to the logical conclusion after the fact. So if you look at today's situation, you can almost say that the NDAA is very much one of those turning point laws.
And the NDAA, is that the one where they can go and kill anybody anywhere they want?
That's where the military can arrest anyone for belligerence, basically. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a tipping point. Once you allow the military to come in and do police work of policing activists and dissidents and those that are quote-unquote deemed belligerent, then you start allowing the legal aspect to follow through with collecting people and putting them into prisons or camps, and it's all legal at that point.
Right, and it has to. The only way to stop it is to not obey, is to refuse to go along with it. I mean, if the Jews, for instance, had refused to move into the cities, had refused to wear the stars, had refused to do everything they were told to do, it really would have thrown a wrench into the plans of the Nazis in the same
way. Maybe not.
Absolutely. Non-cooperation is... Their system is always built on your obedience.
I'm not sure that's true.
The same thing is true. Yeah, it absolutely is. If people disobey, then they can't handle it. They
don't
know
what
to do.
How did it go in Libya when people disobeyed? How did it go in Syria when people disobeyed? Look, it depends on how entrenched the government is in its philosophy that it owns you.
How many people disobeyed, and in what ways did they disobey?
They disobeyed by going into the street and protesting.
Were they violent?
No. Are you not paying attention to these things? I mean, you advocate, active, nonviolent resistance, and you don't even know what went on in Libya and Syria?
No, I don't.
Okay,
I don't
you need to know
to
those
world.
Things when you. You
I got
understand.
Enough going on in my own backyard.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually engaging in nonviolent civil disobedience and non-cooperation, so I've got, you know, court cases and things like that I'm dealing with. I don't have the time to follow what everyone else is doing around the world.
You're a pundit, and you don't even know what's going on in the news.
So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But really, ultimately, Mark, all you're saying is that those people were slaughtered, right?
Yeah,
basically,
pretty much.
They were bombed and such.
So, they, you know, either way, you're dead, right? So either non-cooperate or you go along to get along or you fight. One of those three.
They probably could have lived like dogs for as long as they wanted to. What's that?
What good is that?
One has to ask oneself that question.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think you should know how nonviolent resistance works mm-hmm. and doesn't work in given instances. And, I mean, you know, does it, at some point or another, the Libyans switched from nonviolent resistance to violent resistance based on the amount of violence that was perpetrated against them. Like, it gave them this sort of, this righteousness in switching from nonviolent to violent protest.
So I guess the question is, what would have happened had non-cooperation been used earlier in the Libyan or Syrian conflicts?
I don't know. I mean, when you're dealing with a dictator so thoroughly entrenched as Gaddafi or is it Assad, whatever it is over in Syria,
yes.
I don't think they care. I mean, you're talking about places that haven't gone through the Renaissance. Mm-hmm. They didn't go through the Enlightenment period. They, you know, people and rights don't. There's really not a lot of conversation about rights going on amongst the older crowd and the political class in those areas.
Well, at the same time, you make a good point in that their civil disobedience was met with harsh, brutal violence in which many were killed. But at the same time, it also caused a massive amount of press to be generated, news to be spread, and so many other countries in the area were like, hey, we can't just let this happen. And it's almost like they're getting killed or they're putting up resistance led to a faster conclusion in this result, in that more people saw what was going on, more people found it reprehensible and wanted to do something about it sooner.
Well, right. I mean, dictators have to get money from somewhere, right? So presumably they're extracting it. They're probably not living off of foreign aid from the U.S., although that may be a factor.
In Syria, they're living off foreign aid from Russia.
Right. But they probably are getting money, getting obedience and money from the people there overall for the most part. But if people stop giving money away and stop doing whatever they're told, then that throws wrenches in their plans. And if that leads them to bomb, well, that's just a proof, you know, it's proof that they're desperate and they have nothing else left on their plate. And I think you're right in your assessment that in a country like the U.S., there's a whole lot more, the politicians here are really cautious, right? Like, they have elections and they're, you know, there's news media that's not run by the state, and so there's to some extent a level of check on their actions, so they can't get away with the same level of just out-and-out murder that these dictators
can. I think the only thing that one can do is civil action. However, I'd also like to point out things like Kent State, where they put they infiltrated with agents provocateur into the crowd, and then those people threw rocks. This is apparently, this is the story, the narrative that is now being accepted. And the people of the time, the older people of the time, the younger people were shocked by it, and the older people of the time were like, well, they threw rocks. Of course they got shot.
Well, yeah.
So of course they opened up. Of course, the National Guard opened up with M1s on a crowd of students.
So it can happen here.
They threw rocks.
Right? It can happen here. It has happened before. There's also the group, the war vets in World War I or whatever, that tried to get their money.
Yeah, that's
their
bonus war.
The bonus war, where they came out to D.C. and they were gunned down as well for protesting.
Well, look at the situation that happened to UC Davis and them using the pepper spray and the repercussions that came about towards the offender, which would be the police in this case.
Were there repercussions? Really?
People lost their jobs. People are, you know, there's massive investigations. So, yes.
Good to know. Things, I think, are getting better in these areas over time, at least around here, because of the faster spread of information and things like that. So we'll talk a little bit more about what happened because the drone situation has been protested. Arrests have been made. We'll explain. Come up.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Ways there. FreeTalkLive.com. Ways include the mobile site. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. You can find our broadband, our narrowband, and midband streams there, so different size bit rates for different internet connections. Plus, you'll find the different software that you can use on various different phone operating systems to listen in. Plus, our podcast is there as well. M as in mobile.freetalklive.com.
I listen to a lot of audio, whether it's radio or podcasts or even audio books. And I've listened to a podcast that I think that you might really enjoy. It's called verbalsurgery.com. Tim Cummins, the guy who, you know, is a friend of the show and the guy who does the podcast over there, is a way of getting inside your head and making you feel great. It's really a great way to buoy your mental attitude. Just one of these verbal surgeries will change your whole outlook on the day. I listen to his podcast because it makes me feel better. So go ahead and check him out at verbalsurgery.com. You'll be happy you did. It's verbalsurgery.com.
All right. So
I actually got a thank you email from somebody for recommending that podcast recently.
Oh, excellent. So 855-453, again, the SACL CAI toll-free line. JJ has brought some news in about a protest that has resulted in multiple arrests, mass arrests, actually, seven people arrested.
That's right. This story comes from VeteransToday.com. Seven activists arrested at the military base in Wisconsin in action against drone warfare. Now, just because it's a veterans website, that's probably why they're calling them citizen activists, but just to preface. Seven citizen activists were arrested for calling for an end to drone warfare at Camp Williams Volk Field in Wisconsin on Tuesday, April 24th. They are joining together with activists in New York, Nevada, California, Missouri, Illinois, Maryland, who are risking arrest and actions as they raise their voices to draw attention to the travesty and the illegality of drone warfare. Camp Williams Volk Field is a training site for drone pilots. It is located in rural central Wisconsin. As families in Wisconsin are struggling to make ends meet, there are plans underway to build an $8 million drone training facility at that base, using both state and federal money. On Tuesday, 33 peace activists from all corners of the state and from Illinois gathered at the gates of the base, as they have done on the last Tuesday of every month since December 2011.
Okay.
For 5 months, they have sent a letter to Commander Evan asking to meet with him to discuss their concerns.
I bet he's just dying to do that.
Apparently not.
To receive a response.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Stopping drone warfare
typical.
He's a government bureaucrat. Why in the world would he do it? I mean, you know, he's got no real... He has no ability to do anything about it anyway.
I mean, I can't even get... And he's like some military guy. Yeah. I can't even get the governor, who is supposed to be a more politician kind of character. I can't even get his press secretary to return my call. As a member of the media, you know, as a talk show host with over 100 affiliates...
Oh, jeez. They don't take you seriously.
No, either. No, apparently they don't. Well, I mean, again, they're going to return the call of WMUR or some mainstream news media source, but, you know, any kind of pro-state media, they'll return that phone call. But, nope, I can't get a call back from just the press secretary.
Wow. That's unfortunate.
So, yeah, you can't meet with these people. They have no interest in serving you with answers to your questions.
Why would they?
You have to pay for their so-called service, whether you like it or not, and they know it. And that's why they behave in this way.
Yep. They can get away with it.
If you want to meet with a Walmart manager, that's no problem.
Yep. Story goes on. Stopping drone warfare is a serious and urgent matter. It is difficult to get accurate statistics because our government is trying to cover up the facts. But the Bureau of Investigative Journalism reports that between 2,373 and 2,997 people have been killed in drone attacks. Anywhere from 391 to 780 of those killed are innocent civilians. Over 175 children have been killed in the attacks.
Jeez, these numbers are crazy.
These are parents who love their children just as much as we in this country love our children. You can Google images of drone victims to see the real horrors of what this means.
I don't know that I want to see that. Thanks.
In addition, drone warfare is illegal. The use of drones goes against the UN Charter, the Geneva Conventions, the Hague Conventions, and the principles of the Nuremberg Tribunal.
I'd love to see the the citations on that. I've never heard that.
I'll take their word for it. But it's only illegal if you get caught, or it's only illegal if somebody does something to arrest you for it. Right.
Illegality hinges on enforcement.
Yeah, sure. It's only illegal if there's some nation or organization bigger than your nation or organization that's able to arrest you, and
who's willing to do so.
Yeah, not so much.
They are also against the U.S. and other international human rights laws, the laws of war, and the law applicable to the use of interstate force. They constitute extrajudicial killings. Drones are not making us safer. More and more young men in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and other places around the world are joining groups that will retaliate against the United States for the murder of their loved ones.
No doubt. Not only are drones not making people safer in that they're killing other human beings around the world and that will result in retaliation, but also the police, that's going to be their pitch. Because remember, we're talking about the police departments using drones here.
Right.
That's one of the main purposes for this drone training center.
And it all starts with surveillance. It started back in the Mideast, same thing. They didn't start with rockets on the drones. The drones started as purely surveillance aircraft that they can maneuver over a certain area before sending in ground forces.
So that's how biplanes started in World War One.
Yep. So
then they mounted machine guns on them.
That's how governments work.
Yeah, they start dropping bombs out of them.
Yeah, that's the big ones.
That's what governments do. The program starts as A, and then before you know it, it's Z, and it's completely changed on its original intended uses.
And it almost always has to do with violence because, well, that's kind of what that's their bailiwick.
That's right. So people here in the United States know what the drones are already capable of, and yet there's very few that are out there.
33 people.
Yeah, 33 people here in Wisconsin that are putting up some sort of resistance.
From Wisconsin and Illinois.
That's right.
So they had to get people from all over the area to come into this protest.
Now, mind you, Volk Field and that whole area that government bases are in Wisconsin is a very woodsy sort of. You have to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally the town right outside.
It's a bombing practice range, right?
Right, exactly. It's also the artillery training range, too. It's out in the woods. You definitely have to go out of your way to get there.
So they've been doing this one Tuesday per month for the last several months.
That's right.
What was different today that led to arrests? Because I'm presuming there were not arrests in the previous months.
I think the story is getting to that right now.
All right.
Because there has been no response from Commander Evan in 5 months, the group decided that they would walk onto the base during the April vigil to seek a meeting.
That'll do it.
That does it.
With copies of the letter and pictures of drone victims in hand, seven individuals, they named the individuals, walked onto the base.
How many people were at the protest?
33.
33.
That's seven.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I was just thinking if it was a larger protest, that seven seemed small, but...
No, that's not bad at all. I've been at events where there were approximately 40 or 50 people, and then maybe about 12 stayed and actually did the disobedience. Hence the trespass of 12 that happened a couple of years ago where I was arrested.
Well, in that situation, most people didn't know what was going on. I mean, there really were just lingerers that were arrested.
Everyone knew the police were on the way, but we didn't realize we were going to be arrested. But then again, you never do. I mean, these people just wanted to go and meet with somebody.
Yeah.
So what happened?
The Juneau County Sheriff was standing with deputies just inside the base, and he advised the group that if they walked any further onto the base, they would face arrest.
Hmm.
They continued walking and began reading the letter to the Commander Evan aloud as Juneau County deputies handcuffed them and led them to police cars. They were transported to the Juneau County Jail in Mauston, where they were charged with disorderly
trespass.
Conduct, processed, and released within 3 hours.
No criminal trespass? Disorderly conduct?
Disorderly conduct.
Interesting.
It's like they didn't want to do any work. Disorderly conduct is just what they throw at anybody that's
true
comes along.
I don't know if you're interested in the letter that they had written to the commander. It's not very long.
If it's interesting, certainly. Hang on to it. We'll come back here in moments. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So I wonder what these protesters are going to do. Are they going to take these charges to trial, or are they going to plea out, pay the fine, and move on? 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come here tonight, so we may talk about college degrees, but also, Mark, apparently soda has become a felony, at least for one man. Is that right?
That's right.
All right, we'll explain here in moments. 855-450-FREE, you take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want. SACL's CAI toll free line is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
We've been discussing the drone issue. Looks like they'll be coming to a police department near you. Probably, especially if you're in the bigger cities. Likely, we know that it was over a year ago, probably almost two now, that the department in Houston was testing drones. Maybe it was a year and a half. Anyway, it's been a little while. So these things have been tested in various different markets. The FAA recently opened up the regulatory structure to make it easier for police departments to get approval to operate drones in the skies above your city. And it's
there was
only
one, was it Austin, where they were testing out their drone and ran it into their Bearcat?
It was somewhere, yeah. Yep. And so these are very expensive, by the way, these drones. So they're not probably going to come to the smaller police departments anytime soon. However, you can expect the drone proliferation to happen in the same way that the Bearcat proliferation did. This is my, you know, speculation based on evidence, based on how they've done the Bearcat thing, where they go to different communities and the federal government comes to different community police departments and says, hey, we've got a Bearcat for you. How'd you like one? It's free. $300,000 Bearcat could be yours.
Check out this video showing police looking badass.
Right.
You can have your very own tank.
Yeah.
That's right. And of course, what police department's going to say no to that? I mean, they're boys and their toys. They love their guns and they love their tanks. And they,
it's free. Why in the world would they say no, right?
So they're going to say yes. Now, there's some strings attached. Like the federal government does say that, okay, well, you can have this Bearcat, but if we need to use the Bearcat, we get to come in anytime we want and use the Bearcat. So, like, if the feds want to commandeer, the Bearcat, they can do that anytime. That's one of the strings attached to the deal.
Makes it cheaper for them than buying Bearcats, sticking them around the country, and then building garages around them and waiting for the time to come and then sending out people to maintain them.
Well, right. So they let the police departments maintain them for them and absorb the cost of maintenance. And then when they want to come along, waltz on in and use the Bearcat, it's there for them. So expect the same thing thing to happen with the drones, where they'll just pitch it to police departments and, hey, $300,000 drone for you here. How'd you like one? It's got cameras and whiz, bang, zoom, and look at that. It sure is fancy, isn't it? You can even mount a machine gun on it, but we won't do that until later. So that's, you know, that's what they're doing. It's my speculation that that's what they're going to do, and that's why you're going to see these things cropping up. But the more wealthy police departments around the country, New York City and other major metros, are going to be able to buy their own multiple, you know, drone systems. And before you know it, these things are going to be buzzing around in the sky. And they're going to pitch it like, hey, everybody, these are just going to keep you safe. Hey, look, here's an example of when some guy was running away from the police and we couldn't reach him on foot. But had we had a drone, we would have been able to follow him via the skies. It would have been possible to launch a helicopter. Helicopters are too expensive. They cost a lot in gas and a lot in maintenance.
But the drone stays up in the air all the time, pretty much, and you can just send it on over the area. Much faster to deploy.
Right. So, you know, we would have been able to catch this crazy man, this madman who is running from the police, had we had a drone. And so it'll be a very good pitch. I mean, it'll be, you know, the people that support the police, of course, are going to be on board. The people that might have been on the fence are going to be, a lot of them, pushed off the fence because they'll say, well, who doesn't want to help the police catch the bad guys? And then, of course, it's going to end up being used again against absolutely everybody. 855-450-FREE.
What they forget is that we are the bad guys.
Well,
that the arrests grow every year, even though crime is dropping.
Yeah, well, what they're doing is they're criminalizing more activities, so it's likely that you're doing something criminal without
even realizing it. They just want the money out of you.
If they want the obedience, the money, you know, that's icing.
Absolutely. And if I hand you a beer in New Hampshire, that's a felony. So don't think for a moment that, you know, you think you're a law-abiding citizen. If you're one of those people, you just don't even know. You don't even realize how many laws that you're breaking. How could you? It's not like you've actually read them. I mean, who has? Who besides lawyers and police have actually read any laws? And even lawyers and police haven't read all the laws. So, yeah, it sounds crazy, right? If you hand someone a beer, if you're not a licensed vendor, if you're not someone who's licensed by the state to sell alcohol, I cannot go and buy a six-pack of alcohol and hand you one of those beers.
Can you set it on the table?
I don't know about that. I believe that may be illegal as well. Like, if you can put beer in a place where people can pick it up, that may be also illegal. We'll have to check with Brad Jardis on the details on that. But it's basically the way the wording is written in the law, it's a felony. Now, of course, they don't prosecute for those particular felonies, but it's there. The option's there if they want to.
So basically, what you're saying is that if I go on a date and I buy a drink for myself and my date, right, and then I walk to the table and I hand that drink to my date, I've just committed a felony.
You may be all right in a licensed establishment to take an action like that.
Okay.
I'm not a lawyer, so I can't give you legal advice, but the licensee has certain things they can do on their establishment that the average person ostensibly can't do.
If you get legal advice from three different lawyers, you'll likely get three different pieces of advice.
That's probably true.
So, you know, this whole, I'm not a lawyer, I can't give legal advice, is bullcrap, because they're going to just say whatever it takes to get money out of you. I mean, it's just a really mixed up system that we have going on here as far as lawyers essentially running the place. And, we have the rule of lawyers in this country. Yeah. It's like this rent-seeking behavior by this self-perpetuating elite which controls the output of the legislature. They produce laws that, frankly, are so complicated and Byzantine that nobody can follow them. And, of course, you have to have the lawyer to figure it out.
Right. And before you know it, you violated 10 different rules or stipulations or regulations. Now, there was a letter that these activists who were going to the drone training ground, or what is the future of the drone training grounds in Wisconsin, 30-something activists showed up. Seven of them decided they were going to walk into the base to talk to the military commander about why he wouldn't return their calls. They had a letter they wanted to read him.
That's right. The letter goes something like this. Dear Colonel Evan, we are again writing to request a meeting with you regarding the construction of the drone training facility and the shadow drone training already occurring at Volk Field. As informed citizens, we object to the use of our tax dollars for what we believe is illegal and immoral drone warfare that not only causes many innocent civilian deaths, but is also making us less safe because it increases the number of people who consider America their enemy. We have petitioned our state legislators, have been to the state building commission meetings and contacted our members of Congress calling for an end to this illegal and immoral type of warfare, all to no avail.
Strangely, no one cares.
As you know, we have also held monthly vigils at the gates of Volk Field to express our strong opposition to any activities related to the use of unmanned aerial vehicles. We understand that Camp Williams Volk Field trains personnel in the use of shadow drones, with the payload being cameras rather than bombs. However, there is little difference between selecting targets and actually executing the people targeted. It is shocking to us that our government has used drones to assassinate suspected terrorists, including U.S. citizens, without even a pretense of due process. Our country should not act as though the rule of law doesn't apply to us. The U.S. Constitution guarantees due process for U.S. citizens, and higher laws suggest that we afford due process to non-citizens. The Nuremberg principles obligate us to take action in order not to be complicit with the war crimes of our government. The Nuremberg principles forbid wars of aggression, attacks on civilians, and extrajudicial assassinations, all earmarks of drone warfare. Under these same principles, we as citizens have a duty to act where we can to prevent violations by our government.
So if these are violations of the Hague Treaty and the Geneva Convention and all these things, as these people claim, and I haven't seen the citations for it and don't know, if that's the case, I remember from the Band of Brothers movie, I don't know if you guys saw it, but it was this sort of, not a movie, but
a war movie,
series,
right?
Of the, I can't remember which one, Bravo Company something or other. Anyway, they were airborne rangers that went in, and one of the things that they did was they saved this, you know, folks from this concentration camp, and then they marched the citizens from the local town, the German citizens, through it so that they could see what happened. Ostensibly, I guess, so that they would feel guilt for what they, because this was a government of, you know, that they, you know, it is always a government of the people, because the people can always rise up.
They allowed it to happen.
They allowed it to happen. So, I mean, this is, it's very interesting. What they're saying is true, that if these people are breaking the law and that there is no one to hold them of account, I mean, clearly, it is an obligation of the citizens, according to their own ideas, it's the obligation of the citizens to do something about it.
Yep. The letter is almost finished here. Our gravest concern remains the innocent civilians, including many children, who are being murdered by our government through drone warfare. We must end this despicable practice. For this reason, we are urgently asking you to meet with us. We are standing in solemn vigil outside the gates of the base on this date. If we don't hear from you about meeting, a small group will enter the base and try to deliver the letter.
And they were subsequently arrested. Because no one has to answer questions when they're in the government. What obligation do they have? It's not like you're going to stop paying, are you? Or maybe you should consider that. I mean, if you want to take action, that's a good way to do it. Put more money in your pocket that you can put toward your life, making things better for you. Well, coming up,
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.